Kevin Norwood, welcome back inside the game here on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction.
Oh, man, I like that title. Thanks for having me.
Well, you don't mind being a throwback guest, do you?
No, I'm good.
Kevin, let me ask you this. What has the last couple of days been like for you? Have you had a chance to soak all this in?
Oh, man, I haven't had a chance to even relax. We've just been going ever since we got here, but it's been great. Meeting a lot of the guys, and everybody's just welcoming and learning the offense. It's a rush, but we're getting it done.
All right, so, Kevin, what's the first purchase?
What's the first purchase? it'll most likely be Mom. I buy Mom something, either a car or a house, either one. I'm not sure yet.
Wow. What a son. Kevin, let me ask you. I watched the NFL story that they did on you, and I know that I've heard some of those pieces and puzzles of pieces of that puzzle of your life. What a great story. Is that what helps motivate you to where you are right now?
Definitely. I mean, that's the main part of it. Just going through the trials and tribulations of life and, overcoming all the adversity that's been thrown at me with all the hurricanes and tornadoes and all that stuff. And, Mom not being able, being sick and stuff like that. It's just adversity that I've overcome and made the best of it. And I didn't quit. And I got here and I'm here and I'm ready to go. I achieved my dream. This is one of my goals, and I achieved it.
Well, Kevin, you didn't get there by not working hard. You certainly got a great work ethic. I want to go back to something that was on that clip, and I believe it was a friend from back in high school.
Lord.
I'm sorry?
I said, oh, Lord.
Okay. No, I mean on the NFL clip, because I go back to 2010 and 39 seconds to go, the drop ball coming across the middle, and that's so unusual for Kevin Norwood because we know him as Mr. Clutch. Talk about what that play was like and how that motivated you to continue to get better.
That was one of my worst plays of my college career or my life. I was redshirted a year before, and it was a big game. It was a huge game. Of course, it was Auburn. And Darius Hanks had went down, and it was my turn to go up. I wasn't playing all the whole game, and I was cold. I mean, I'm not going to make any excuses. It is what it is. I just wasn't ready. Truth be told, I wasn't ready. And so they called my name, and I didn't come through. And, after that, I'm not going to lie, I cried. I teared up. I was very hurt. I hurt the team, I felt like. And I just made sure I never, wanted to feel that way again. And ever since then, that's been motivating me to go out and practice hard and be consistent in what I do and make sure I'm ready day in and day out for anything.
Kevin Norwood right now inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. It's a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. Kevin Norwood now a member of the Seattle Seahawks. I go back to developing Mr. Clutch. You sort of accepted that role of being that guy. Hey, I'm Mr. Reliable. Sort of talk about embracing that role. And it's good for a wide receiver. I know sometimes we look at it as a negative, but it's not. I mean, you're the guy that Alabama, if we needed to play, they were going to Kevin Norwood.
I mean, that's just having that good chemistry with AJ. It was tough playing at Bama, being a receiver or whatever. Just we got a limited amount of reps in the game. Well, opportunities, I should say. And, you had to make the best of your opportunity as time came, and that's what I did. And, I practiced hard and I stayed consistent with it. And me and AJ, we practiced day in and day out and got that chemistry down. And, when time came, AJ knew where I was and I knew where to be for him, and that just sort of came with everything else. It started gradually progressing, getting more reps and stuff like that. And, like I said, it's a run-first offense. And, of course, you got to make the best of it when the ball came your way. And that's what I did.
Kevin Norwood right now inside the game on a Throwback Thursday presented by Brian Harden Construction. Kevin, you've got a great relationship with A.J. McCarron. A.J. was on our show a couple of days ago and had a chance to spend some time with us and talked about, a lot of folks question his leadership ability. They said he had an arrogance about him. You know A.J. better than anybody. tell us about what type of leader he was in that locker room.
I don't understand where that came from. I don't know who said that. That's just the most dumbest thing I've ever heard, you know, about AJ. AJ is definitely not arrogant. He's definitely a leader. He was definitely a leader for us. You know, he wanted us to win, and all he wanted to do was win and help us win. And he got us in situations where we could win. And, you know, when the team was down, he was there to pick us up, say a couple of words, and just, you know, get us going. I don't know where arrogance come from. If you call it arrogance, then you call me arrogant too.
Well, and Kevin, we know that you're not, because you certainly, every time we had a chance, and I don't mind telling you this, but you were one of the favorite guys for the media. We love to talk to Kevin Holmwood because, I mean, you the way that you handled yourself, and I don't know, it was probably your raisings. You go back and credit your mother and your father for doing a great job, because you were always humble. You walked in, and you didn't look down upon us, and you delivered what you had to represent the University of Alabama. You were a guy and a captain on that team, and we depended on you because you gave us quotes that we needed to know. And that's so nobody could ever call Kevin Norwood arrogant. No, not a chance. One of the most humble guys we've had ever had here on our show. Kevin, were you surprised that AJ fell that far?
Definitely. I mean, I definitely thought he was going to at least the second round, no later than the third. But when I didn't see his name get called, and I knew my chances were maybe slimmer than his of actually getting, you know, up there, maybe sixth or seventh round, I thought maybe he'll go at least a third. And when I didn't see his name, I thought maybe he'll go at least a third or fourth. But that didn't happen. And then my name got called. I was like, whoa. Oh, man, but at the same time, I mean, it is what it is. We both got drafted. We both had a good team, good organization, and we're going to embrace these moments and use it to the best of our ability. And I remember we all sent texts out, you know, all the Bama players. You know, we still close or whatever. And we all sent texts out saying, you know, they overlooked us. You know, they don't trust in our ability, so we're going to give them something to trust.
Absolutely. Kevin Norwood inside the game here in Tuscaloosa. And no doubt, I think a lot of people are realizing the value, especially there in Seattle, of what a Kevin Norwood brings to that football team. You're going from a champ to a champ. What is that sort of like? I mean, that expectation to win in Seattle was high.
Oh, well, I'm all for it. You know, I'm all about winning. Being at Bama, all we did was win. And, you know, that's definitely helped me. In this situation, I mean, no one here is arrogant. You know, everybody's ready to win another one. Everybody's still working, you know, and it's just fun, you know, learning from these guys that have been here and actually, you know, won this thing, world champions, you know, and it's fun. I'm just learning right now.
You got some former teammates from the University of Alabama there that are there with you there in Seattle. That's great.
Yeah, James and Jesse. Yeah, great guys.
Absolutely. Kevin, the last time you were on this program, you dropped the Coker bomb, okay? Say what?
I'm not saying nothing else.
Kevin, come on, drop us a nugget that we can carry the rest of the show with.
Oh, man, I wish I knew a nugget. If I did, I can't tell y'all. Y'all put me – I didn't even know what was going on, but –
Well, and neither did we, because when you said it, be honest, I was like, did he really just say that? I mean, I didn't even force you into saying that. You just dropped it, and it was boom. All right, Kevin, have you seen Jacob Coker throw a football?
No, not yet. No, I actually never seen him throw one. I never even seen him.
Well, we hear that he's got a power arm, no doubt. Kevin, final question. Looking back, understanding what type of person you are, obviously God's put you in a great position. You're very proud of your faith. You put it on your Twitter account. That's something I'm sure is going to help you guide your way through the NFL. You're not ashamed of the gospel.
Oh, no, not at all. Deuteronomy 3:31-6. God will never forsake you, and he will always be there with you. Stay strong and being courageous, and that's what I've been doing for him.
Final question. What would you tell a player about the pressure of wearing the crimson jersey in 2014? You've been here. You've been a captain. What would you tell them?
No pressure at all. It's no pressure. If you go out and handle your business, you go out and practice the way you want to play, then the pressure's not on, the game will come easy. Just go out and work hard and stay focused on the task at hand and buy in to what Coach Saban is trying to do with the program.
Kevin, thank you so much. We wish you nothing but the best in Seattle. I hope we'll have a chance to visit when we get in the football season. We're pulling for you down in Tuscaloosa. You got a lot of fans. You got a lot of folks that follow you on Twitter, like you on Facebook, and connect with you there. We're pulling for you down in T-Town. We know, without a doubt, you're going to be a success there in Seattle. We appreciate what you mean to the University of Alabama. Thank you, Kevin.
I appreciate it. Thank you.
Absolutely. Kevin Norwood, it's presented by Brian Harden Construction on a Throwback Thursday. Remember, the up to 265-ton crane available, the 100,000-pound rigger lift, all available. It's Brian Harden Construction presenting Kevin Norwood, a Throwback Thursday. We'll continue with more of the game right after this on the new Tide 99.1, Tide99.1.com, the home of Alabama sports.